Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family. Pardon me. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible episode number 132. And this podcast is a part of the Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional service. This unique viewpoint allows you to read, pardon me, this unique viewpoint of this unique Bible, the chronological Bible, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Exodus chapter 38. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings you have bestowed upon us. Grant us your energy, your grace, and your strength, your unction and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to read your Holy Word, to understand it, to remember it, to obey it, and to apply it to our lives. And to teach it and share it with others, and to preach your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. Exodus chapter 38. And he made the altar of burnt offering of shittim wood. 5 cubits was the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And he made the horns thereof on the 4 corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with brass. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and the flesh hooks, and the fire pans, all the vessels thereof made he of brass. And he made for the altar a brazen grate of network under the compass thereof beneath unto the midst of it. And he cast four rings for the four ends of the grate of brass to be places for the staves. And he made the staves of shittim wood and overlaid them with brass. And he put the staves into the rings on the sides of the altar to bear it withal. He made the altar hollow with boards. And he made the laver of brass, and the foot of it of brass, of the looking glasses of the women assembling, which assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he made the court on the south side southward. The hangings of the court were of fine twined linen, and 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20, and their brazen sockets 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. And for the north side, the hangings were 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20, and their sockets of brass 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the east side, eastward 50 cubits, the hangings of the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the other side of the court gate, on this hand and that hand, were hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. All of the hangings of the court round about were of fine twined linen. And the sockets for the pillars were of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver, and the overlaying of their chapiters of silver, and all the pillars of the court were filleted with silver. And the hanging of the gate of the court was needlework of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, and 20 cubits was the length and the height. In the breadth was 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings of the court. And their pillars were 4, and their sockets of brass 4, their hooks of silver. And the overlaying of their chapiters and their fillets of silver. And all the pins of the tabernacle and of the court round about were of brass. This is the sum of the tabernacle, even of the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted according to the commandment of Moses for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron, the priest. And Bezaleel, the son, is Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, son of Ahizamak, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a cunning workman, and an embroiderer in blue and in purple and in scarlet and fine linen. All the gold that was occupied for the work in all the work of the holy place, even the gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,730 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. A bekah for every man, that is half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone that went to be numbered from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. And of the 100 talents of silver were cast to the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their chapiters and filleted them. And the brass of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the sockets to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the brazen altar, and the brazen grate for it, and all the vessels of the altar, and the sockets of the court round about, and the sockets of the court gate, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins of the court round about. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Help us to remember it, help us to meditate on it, help us to understand it and to obey it, and to apply it to our lives in the way that you see fit. And Lord, help us to proclaim your holy gospel from your holy word so that others may come to know you as Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 831, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast, my dear friends, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and from the eternal burning hell by believing the gospel preached first and best by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, when he said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, beloved, we're reading Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word. And I pray now, Lord, that you will help us all to understand it better and to live by it more for your glory, your praise, and your honor, and for the salvation of the lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The last three visions have to do with the administration of judgment. This vision of the flying scroll is both simple and severe. This vision is introduced with the words, I looked again. Similar to the second and third visions, then I looked up and I looked up again. The last three visions have to do with the administration of judgment. This vision of the flying scroll is both simple and severe. And I am repeating this. I want you to get this. This vision is introduced with the words, I looked again. Similar to the second and third visions. Then I looked up, and I looked up again. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you for your holy word. Help us to remember it. Help us to understand it. Help us to obey it. Help us to live by it and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others and to proclaim it to the lost, your holy gospel, which is based upon your entire holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, for his sake. Amen.